Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
Wow, this is the fourth time we've recorded this intro for this exact episode. Hi, guys.
Wow, the things that happened to us. The things.
I mean, we recorded a whole Christmas episode. First of all, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
And if you don't believe in any of those holidays, you know, good for you too.
Shout out to Jehovah's Witnesses and them being anti-holiday and pro not paying for gifts that you don't feel like paying for. I love that for you guys.
Anyway, you know, I'm not Jehovah's Witness, but I hate the holidays. So, you know, to each his own.
But why do you hate the holidays, friend?
Because I'm not close with my family. And it's the only time that I'm like, damn, I need some trees. I need some hot cocoa. And also, yeah, I need my mom. Like, the fucking only time. I hate it.
You need your mom. Well, Sydney, you know, you can get like a surrogate mom. You know, you can. I feel like you got a lot of friends with cool moms.
I know moms
in Connecticut that can make you like a butternut squash casserole. You got moms. Carolina's mom is in Queens. You have surrogates.
Yeah. I hear you. I know. I was so nice talking to your mom for Thanksgiving. I saw her. I talked to her like a couple days after Thanksgiving, and that was sweet. That lifted my spirits.
Yeah, you get classic my mom. Yo, the older my mom gets, the more she's turning into a crazy church lady. And me and my sister are looking at my mom like, why can't you get older and just be cool? I think the pandemic is turning my mom into like a real crazy church lady.
What do you mean? Talk to me. Give us some examples. Set the scene.
Well, she's always been like somebody who like reads her Bible like regularly. Shout out to people who do that. Bible is a book with mad chapters in it. So
a never ending book. And then it has another book, Old Testament, New Testament.
It's mad chapters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's always been one of those people. But instead of going to Zoom church during the pandemic, she goes to on the phone church, like with like this like Haitian pastor, and like Haitian people join in and they don't be muting their phones. And
also it's like Clubhouse.
I don't know what Clubhouse is. Oh, you're on the phone.
It's an app. Yeah, it's an app where it's like a video, not video, it's an audio chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I go on Clubhouse? What? So how did people know when Kevin Hart was on Clubhouse?
I think it's like a notification. Or I'm sure people's friends were texting, yo, Kevin Hart's in here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's flash back to that. Apparently there's an app called Clubhouse. A bunch of people were talking about how Kevin Hart is not funny. And then Kevin Hart showed up to that Clubhouse and was defending himself.
Yeah. It was a sad night.
Was it?
If somebody's saying that I'm not funny, trust and believe, I'm not stepping up in there. I don't fucking care. Those are not the people that I want to be around. That energy, toxic.
Yeah, but Kevin Hart has like a Teen Choice Award and he was like, I'm confident. Also, never underestimate the confidence of a rich man. Okay? You tell them that they can't do something or they do something badly, they have nothing but time to prove you wrong, right? Like they, in their minds, they're, you know, Jesus or whoever, somebody, Jesus with abs. I don't know if I would pop up, but I'm also
I would not pop up.
I'm also not a rich man.
How many people are in that meeting?
It was a lot of people. I don't know how many people, but it was a lot.
Okay.
Like over 3K or something like that.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
It was three. That's how many people can be in a Clubhouse?
Yeah, it's silly. But
yeah, I wouldn't be defending myself. And if I did come in, I was like, look at y'all not doing shit. What y'all in here doing? What y'all, are y'all making movies? Are you, what you doing? Are y'all setting up pitches? No? Or you're just talking about me?
Yeah, laughing. But the thing about that though is everyone has time to see who's saying something about them or who's, who doesn't, you know what I mean? Everyone, we have nothing but time to be like, oh, someone's talking bad about me. I guess I'll go check it out. But also Kevin Hart understands that when you're famous enough or rich enough that people will say, there are some people who will say anything to suck up to you. Yeah. And you know, that's demonstrated by the fact that all these like famous dudes have like side hoes and side pieces and full families that people know about. But like, women still want to sleep with somebody and don't care if he's married. And it's like, sis, this is shameful. You're taller than him. But I don't know. Some people like Kevin Hart being 5'4". You know, he gets hoes. Remember when he cheated on his pregnant girlfriend with his, remember when he cheated on the girl that he cheated on his wife with? Yeah. Remember that scandal?
Yeah. And then he cheated on his wife on her birthday weekend with some other girl. It's I don't know how we fell into this this hole, this Kevin Hart hole. Kevin Hart, ho ho ho. But let's get back to your really religious mom.
Oh girl, she just be on the phone for mad hours listening to these Haitian people scream about Jesus and and it's like I'll call the house and the line be tied up for 7 hours. And it's like, I could be dead. I'll be dying right now. My mom's like, well, I was praying for you. I was praying for you so you wouldn't die. I could be dying. And she's like, well, no.
Marie.
She said, well, you know, I need this. Anyway, whatever. So the other day, me, my sister, and my mom were all on the phone. And me and my sister were like roasting one of like the church hymn songs that my mom be singing. And she was like, you don't make fun of God. And me and my sister were like, I was like, you make fun of people. You make fun of people that God created, mommy. And my mom was like, I don't make fun of anybody. And I was like, you called a girl fat in church once.
No, she would never.
My mom full on called this girl, this little girl, fat at church. And when I say little, the girl was probably like 14. And no. She was like, she goes to our old high school and she was like, I'm on the track team. And my mom turned around and was like, you run track, you fat. And
oh my God, mom, mommy.
And
mommy,
to this day, if you ask my mom about that, she says, no, it never happened. But me and my sister were both there in the house of the Lord. And my mom called this poor chubby girl fat. So, you know, that's
wow. Hashtag hashtag no body shame.
Oh my God. You run track, you fat. And wow. Anyway, so
there's a whole bunch of people that were listening to that. I love Marie's mom. And they're like, oh, Marie's mom.
Yes, 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 yes. But my mom didn't call the people listening fat. So you should still love her or at least like her as a friend.
Oh, speaking of large and in charge, you know, did you hear? I'm sure you guys all had an opinion or you didn't care. Lizzo went on a diet and then she was talking about it on TikTok and Instagram, and a lot of people were mad at her because she was like, you know, I'm being healthier, but I'm still fat. I'm loving my body, but I'm still fat.
The audacity of the people who were dragging her for saying that, though.
I'm sorry. Once again, it was the beige patrol. Y'all stay having being in Lizzo's business. And it's like, I'm like, I know she's gotta be tired.
It's not just Lizzo's business. It's black folks' business.
Yes,
sometimes white folks who try to be allies, you guys get upset about stuff that we're not upset about. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how are you telling a black person how they should feel about what's happening right now? Also, what I read was that Lizzo said she was on a cleanse. Mm-hmm. This was like, I'm gonna drink some smoothies for a couple of days. I spoke to my nutritionist. This is what we came up with. And people were like, she's setting a bad example for the children, but she's supposed to be fat and black. And it's like, what?
She's like, my skin is better. My overall mental health is better. you know, blah, 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 blah. And people could not stand it. Like, how could you promote this? And it was like, wait, first of all, you were saying that she's overweight and she's unhealthy and she could barely get up a flight of stairs. And now she's talking about, I'm changing my life. I want to have greens in the morning and greens at night. And y'all are highly, you got your boxers in a bunch. It's insane. I would block everybody. Everybody would be blocked and I would tap my comments off. If you really want to thrive on social media, comments off. No one can say shit. That's it.
I know, but sometimes the comments, we like the comments, friend. I mean, there's a lot to hate about comments too, but.
Turn the comments off. Turn the comments off. That's the title of the episode. Turn the comments off. Because it's just like, there's too many people who, just because they have Wi-Fi, they feel like they have the need or they have the access. And it's like, you don't. You have access to your Wi-Fi and that is all. Mm-hmm. You don't have access to my life. Mm-hmm. So please don't feel the need to drop your opinions on my page. Mm-hmm. If you are following me, you must like something that I'm doing. So you're telling me you're following me and you hate everything that I'm doing? Are you sick? Get a life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I wish people could explain it to me. People tell Lizzo she can't be fat, so she changes her diet, and now she can't be skinny. So what are we really upset about?
Mm-hmm.
Like being left in the dust? Do you think that, like, even when Adele did it, people were like, oh, she looks sick.
No. They were supporting Adele way more than they were Lizzo.
Everybody was Andrew. Everybody was not supporting Adele.
No, I'm an Adele stan. I have my Adele Russian nesting dolls. I was there for the Adele.
Is skinny Adele on the inside?
Skinny Adele is in the inside. Yes. but yeah, no, I agree that it's like, it's a completely different thing because like the same thing happened with Rebel Wilson this past year as well.
Oh, what they say about her.
She lost a bunch of weight and it wasn't the same reaction as like when, you know, Lizzo, you know, started that conversation and started.
Yeah, but I think because people have made Lizzo an ambassador for being big because she's like big and unapologetic. She's like, I look good. You know, this is what my body is. You skinny bitches just gonna have to deal with it. Adele wasn't saying, I look good.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Yeah.
Like her being big was not part of Adele's public personality.
Right.
Big was kind of like Rebel was doing kind of like tongue in cheek jokes about being kind of big,
right.
But she doesn't have like fat girl anthems. Lizzo does. So all of those fans, not all of them, because only the ones that are stupid, not foolish, only the foolish ones were like, well, like, how dare you? Mm. You said you should be proud to be big. Now you're trying to be small. And it's like, a 10-day smoothie diet is not going to, she's not going to lose 200 pounds.
Truly not.
Yeah.
Y'all have to have a seat. Like, please, just read up on it. Like, she literally said she just feels better with this like smoothie cleanse. She didn't say that she gonna stop. Like in the next series of her Insta stories, she had all these videos of food. Like
yeah, people are like, she's talking about a cleanse and a detox on social media. And those are typically made of laxatives, which is unhealthy weight loss. So people are like, she's being a bad influence on people's livers and people's kidneys. And it's like, wait, what?
I think it's really, it makes sense, but it's still bizarre the way that white people like responded to Lizzo as a celebrity, you know, mm-hmm. like she comes out on the scene and she is a larger Black woman and she's singing these songs that all these skinny white women can like really get behind and dance to and, you know, while not supporting Black people as much as they probably should be, you know? And so I think when they respond to like, hey, this isn't the Lizzo, this is like not what we want from Lizzo, it's because they've sort of like taken ownership of what they thought she was.
Yes. Oh, honey, that is their brand.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
Take, mm-hmm. take and own.
Yeah.
Hello, it's history repeating itself. It just every Black body is not yours to embrace and say, oh, that's my spirit animal.
Right.
And no, oh, like that is not your conversation.
When Lizzo first started to like, cop on the scene, that was the number one thing that white people would say to me about her. She's my spirit animal.
Spirit animal. What
my
is that?
Spirit animal.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you a big black woman from, where's she from?
I don't know, friend.
But it's so strange because I feel like the people that were like, hey, I like Lizzo, suddenly I'm not racist. You know, it's like sort of like that sort of thing where it's like Lizzo sort of fits into this like white narrative in a mm-hmm. lot of ways where I feel as though other musical artists don't. Black musical artists, I don't know. It's just very, very strange and interesting to see how particularly white women respond to Lizzo.
But also, like, if Lizzo stands for body positivity, her losing weight turns you into somebody who is not body positive. Like, yeah. You're not, people are not being, anyway, whatever. But also, I read that people are saying Adele didn't get this much hate because Adele didn't talk about going on a diet. She just posted some skinnier photos and didn't even invite people to have a conversation with her about what she was doing. She just did it.
I also do think it's worth noting that Adele's body size is not the same, was never the same as Lizzo's.
Adele was big, honey.
Adele was big. She was, but I think she was.
That's the title of the episode right there, Sydney. Adele was big, honey. Shut up.
She was big.
I don't think Adele was ever as big Adele, as Lizzo.
Andrew, Adele was big, honey. She was. Let's no. Look, no. Adele. Adele. Has Adele and Lizzo ever met? Because maybe that's what we need to see them together for scale.
I still think that she was still like a healthy, I don't know.
She was not healthy.
Nah, I mean, they were both big, but I don't know. Adele maybe was wearing Spanx in them dresses.
Yeah, she's not showing. She's not in a crop top and a thong. So you couldn't.
Yeah, she was in gowns at 21.
Gorgeous, beautiful gowns. And she stayed in like an Andre Leon Talley like drapery robe thing as well. I feel like.
But when I say big, I'm not saying it in like a derogatory. It was just like, no, she just carried her weight different than Lizzo, but she was definitely not no, you know, size 6, size 8. I'm sure she was in the, you know, 14s, 16s.
I don't 18s. Know. I don't know how sizes work, but yeah, I'm looking at them now. They might not, the shape is different, but you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever these women want to do with their bodies is their business.
Yeah, surely is. And I ain't got nothing to do with it.
That ain't got nothing to do with me because that's not my business. But whatever, you know, at the end of the day, they can afford to hire people to help them with their diets or their cleanses or whatever. So like, you know, what they do shouldn't have anything to do with you. They're doing it the right way. So for people to be like, it's laxatives and blah, 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 whatever. They both gonna have abs by the spring. So
yeah,
let them be great.
Speaking of greatness, let's get on back down to ease on down back to the holiday road. Marie.
Wow, Sydney, you really made it through that transition right there.
I did. I was struggling, but you know, Jehovah got me through it. Jehovah was like, don't speak on it. And I was like, I'm gonna push through, King. Gifts. What did you all give this year? Did people have enough money for gifts? What are we doing?
I don't know. Gifts, like, honestly, the last thing I thought about this year was gifts. I thought about getting a Christmas tree this year, which I never do. And even went down to the place to look at Christmas trees and then was like, it's too much money. The tree is dead.
How much were the trees?
Well, I wanted to get like a little baby tree, which would have been like, I don't know, like 3 feet tall. It was going to be $45. And I was like, none of the plants that are alive in my apartment, I've never paid $45 for any of them. And they live here. Right. So.
And you got to decorate it and everything. It's just. It's the whole thing. Yeah.
Then when after the holiday is over, I got to bring it down the stairs and I'm going to be picking pine needles out of my coochie hairs. Like those needles, those little pine needles get everywhere. So,
yeah, I think I'm going to buy a fake tree.
But see, that was the thing. The thing about the trees that I like is the smell. So the fake ones don't smell like anything. So that was one of the reasons why I said no to a fake tree. But also, every time I move, I got to move with this fake tree. I got to store it new.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard. It's hard to do it. But, you know, we out here.
You have more space than me, Sydney. You could get one.
Yeah, I'm going to get one because, I mean, obviously, this is coming out on Christmas, but I'm going to get it. I got to go get a tree this week because my girlfriend's coming and I want it to be a little holiday-ish in here. So.
Ho, ho, hoes in this house.
Yeah.
I love
macaroni
that.
In a pot for Christmas. Okay.
Yes, my baby.
I love this for you, friend. I love now, that you're getting some Christmas cooch for the holidays.
I am. I am getting it. But also, I just want to see her anyway. So it doesn't, it's not all about the sex. But I went to Savage Fenty. And when I tell you, baby girl, when I got a little outfit, woo, I was like, damn, Sydney, you are hot. You do nothing.
I love how you tried to deflect when I talked about sex and jumped right into Savage Fenty.
Yeah.
The hilarity.
It's comedy, friend.
I love these transitions, Sydney. These are beautiful today.
This is who I am.
Beautiful transition.
This is who I am. Don't be mad, sis. Fall in line.
You're like fully also, where are you? Why is only your eye in the
I'm in laying the on my couch. I'm laying down.
Get
you a podcast host who could do both, you know?
Okay, so tell us, describe to us what this Savage Fenty lingerie looks like.
The whole ass is out, honey.
Where would you wear something like this? What character would wear this in a movie?
Kind of like in the movie Boomerang when, what's her name? I forgot her name. Fuck. Wow, I'm so old.
Yeah, you said Boomerang, and I was like, that half of the people listening don't even know what that is. I'm Googling that's a Boomerang lie. Right now.
That's a lie. Don't you do that. Boomerang. They know Boomerang.
Andrew, do you know what Boomerang is?
Oh, it's with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Robin Givens.
Yes, Robin Givens.
Andrew don't even know who that is. Also,
no, I don't.
He does not, Sydney. Look, wow. He said Robin Givens.
Okay. Racist and homophobic.
Yo,
I didn't know the name either.
I knew who she was, though. She's a legend.
She said that's with
I just have a bad brain. Stop it. Don't do that.
Yo, also, I saw Boomerang for the first time this year in 2020. So that's why when I say half the people listening don't know what that movie is, it's because I just learned what that movie
Marie,
is.
Marie, you claim that you never watch TV. So that's why you don't know a lot of these movies.
Okay. That don't take away from the fact that I didn't. Whatever. Anyway, so who would wear this lingerie in a movie, Sydney? Can you pick another movie that more people know? Or
no, just know that it's on the Savage Fenty site and the hose is out and they wearing them and it's in my bedroom now too.
Gorgeous.
And because I'm a VIP member, I didn't have to pay. I only paid like $2. That was the difference.
Right, but how much do you have to pay for Savage Fenty to be a VIP per month?
I think like $40.
So you paid $42 for this lingerie is what I'm
hearing. The set, yeah. Which is actually not a lot of money.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, they got 2 for $29 bras, 50% off site-wide, free shipping. I'm not doing lingerie for nobody no more. Okay?
Damn, Marie.
Are there straight men listening to this? Do y'all care about lingerie? Because it's been my experience that you wear this nice stuff and then they just want to take it off your body. And it's like, can we leave it on? I spent $42 on it. And it's like,
as a lesbian, they don't care either. They don't care. Like, maybe I get to keep it on tops 4 minutes. Tops. And that's why I'm starting to get stuff that's like crotchless and assless. And it's like, no, babe. It's got the area where you can just insert it and nothing's there. And then everything else I can keep on.
Wait, Sydney, do you appreciate lingerie on your...
Fuck yeah. Okay. I'm like, damn, my body look good. Damn that ass fat.
Damn no, I don't lips. I don't think... Oh, come on. Damn the pussy lips.
Damn that's
the
pussy title. Lips.
That's the title of the
episode. That's the title. Damn pussy lips.
Wait, but I don't think that's the question that Angie was asking you.
No, I was just asking because like you're saying that lesbians don't care and you are a lesbian. And so I was just asking.
Right. But that's not what my baby wears. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's pulling up in a white tee, wife beater and socks.
What's the bottoms look like though? What bottoms is she wearing?
Just, you know, just
some Joe Boxers.
Some Sean Johns.
Some baby fat briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I just it feels good to have it on.
Yeah.
For you mentally. Yeah. But like especially if like if it's like a late night thing and you're like, "Ooh, I'm coming to pick you up," or mm-hmm. "Ooh, I'm sending you a car," and it's like, "Ooh, let me get in the shower and then put my lingerie on." Yep. You have it on for all of 12 minutes or however long the Uber ride lasts, and then you get there and it's like, I mean, like, you didn't even really appreciate. Can we turn on all the lights?
Yeah.
So you can see what the areolas are doing through the fabric. Like,
honey, imagine my financially unstable ass buy some La Perla that's like $300 for just a fucking bra. I come over and you're like, oh, okay. And they ready to go. And it's like, no, we keep this bra on for the week, bitch. This is not, I'm not taking this off. I die in this bra now.
Yeah. But I feel like when it comes to La Perla or Agent Provocateur or any of these like expensive designer mm-hmm. Like labels, that's lingerie that somebody buys for you.
Yeah. You don't buy it for yourself.
I'm buying Fenty.
There's mm-hmm. some girls that buy it for themselves.
Sure. And those girls are named Rihanna or whatever. But like, I just think that if you want me in La Perla, then you are buying me La Perla. You are calling ahead to the store and saying, you know, it's an attractive black goddess is coming in now in 2 minutes. You know, make sure she gets everything that she wants.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm buying that. I'm not going on a website to get that. Mm-hmm. Gotta go in the store. I want the champagne. I want the spa water.
You want the experience.
Yes, I want the pretty woman moment. You work on commission. I want that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but those prices are highway robbery. And I'm sorry, no sexual experience that I'm gonna have in the future would permit me to want to spend just $500 on a set. I'm sorry. I'm just no.
$1,200.
Even when I become a millionaire, my millionaire ass pussy is going to be in some, you know, 3 for 30s. That's just how
it's that. My millionaire pussy will be in $2,500 cooch, crotchless La Perlas. think y'all.
Good for you.
Yeah. I just went on the La Perla website. I'm trying to see like what they talking about. Well, they're having a sale if anybody's interested. 40% off of a bra that's $280.
Dumb.
And it's the most basic of black.
No, let me see.
Non-wired bras.
Let me see.
I don't know how to send this to you, Sydney, but it's a black Levers lace push-up bra.
Okay. Boring.
It's giving ASOS. It's giving ASOS. Okay. So Sydney, when you are a millionaire, you are skipping. That's not true, Sydney. I don't believe you. Right. Nobody listening believes that you're not going to spend your money on expensive things to put on your body.
Expensive things, but not underwear. I don't care.
Okay. That's real. So rainbow for life.
I stand by me some rainbow panties. I mean, and I've had some rainbow panties that are still with me and I've had them for 4 years. So.
Well, how long is underwear supposed to last? Because mine lasts for a long time. Yeah. So, Andrew, oldest pair of underwear that you own is from when? How many?
I would say 2016.
Work.
2016.
Is that old?
That's for you. Honestly, I don't think so. Like, yeah. I still had underwear, I'm not going to lie, from when I was in college. So. Which was honestly not that long ago.
Right. And you wash them after every time. At least I do. I wash them after every time, you know.
Are you hand washing in the sink and then draping them in the bathroom?
Oh, no. I'm not doing all that. But they are fresh and clean, I can guarantee.
Speaking of fresh and clean, Sasha Obama. Okay? Sasha Obama, body, There's photos of her on Instagram floating around. There's videos of her doing TikTok with her Secret Service bodyguards. There's like controversy. People are like, she looks like a whore or whatever the hell they're calling her. But she's young and she has a flat stomach. So what's the problem? What's the problem?
She's living her life. She's a young gal. Just because, you know, her dad is Obama and her mom is Michelle doesn't mean she can't do what she does with any young girl who has clout does.
Well, they didn't like care about it from the beginning. I mean, they were children at the beginning, but like, yeah, obviously like children. The Trump children were like very on board with every single aspect. Whereas like the Obama girls, they were just like, I think they just wanted a normal life the entire time.
Yeah, she's 19 years old. That's like peak, you know, thought it up.
Thought thug thizzle. That's what we do. Your thought thug thizzle goes on when you're 19.
When you're 19, that's when you're trying to show side boob. When I was 19, I was wearing shirts as dresses. I would just pull them down over my butt.
Yo, I was up in Wet Seal. I was like, ah.
Ooh.
That looked like a bra, t-shirt, dress. Let's go.
Yo, I used to go to Charlotte Russe and I would buy those shoes that hurt your feet. And you're like, well, this is going to look hot tonight. And it's it's not.
The shoes that you would go out once and then the heel would break down and it's the metal part tapping. I love that.
Yeah, yo, when I was in college, I got these like yellow peep toe wedge shoes. Oh, they're so ugly thinking
about
them.
Were they patent leather too?
The shoes, the yellow was patent leather, but it was like quilted.
I know what shoe you're talking
about. Then the wedge was a plexiglass.
Yes.
And it was like.
Yes.
I was like, I look like.
Oh, I bet you couldn't tell them hoes nothing. You were like, I want all my drinks red.
Girl.
I want all my drinks red. All my niggas black.
I said, you got strawberry Zachary's back there. I thought I was
Almaretta Sour.
I thought I was Elton Elizabeth John.
You were like, give me extra Marciano cherries. Yes.
Yeah, no, I never really liked Amaretta Sours, but my best friend.
Oh, you classy. Okay, heard.
Yeah. I would eat the cherries though. My friend in school used to love those. I'm gonna get an Amaretta Sour. What do you want? I'm gonna get two Amaretta Sours. And it was like,
those are the drinks that the girls when you go to the club and it was like free before 11, they would love Amaretta Sours. Amaretta Sours or Long Island iced teas.
Yo, Long Island iced tea used to be my shit.
Yo, all you would need is two of those. If you have more than two, like obviously you are an alcoholic and you have problems.
Thank you so much. Or you're a bartender. That was the first drink I learned how to make mix was a Long Island iced tea.
Because it's fucking everything. You put everything in there.
I know. And it was like, it's like Splash Coke. I learned how to make Hawaiian Long Island iced teas. Or no, they're called Hawaiian iced teas.
Yeah, what's Hawaiian iced tea?
Because they're blue.
Oh,
And there's like Tokyo iced teas. They have Midori in them, so they're green.
Yuck.
And there's another one. It's like a New Jersey iced tea or something like that. So it had like a little bit of garbage in it. But I would make these drinks and I would drink them behind the bar, and then I would not put the money in the register and I would put it in my tip jar. And it was
let's go, thief. You motherfucking Peter Pan of the bars, bitch. I love you.
Bitch, steal from the poor, give to the poorer. That's
okay. That's my Robin with like three Y's.
Robin Givens Hood, actually. Yes,
I love that. Obsessed.
But do you remember the club? Do you remember? That used to be the thing that you wanted to do on the weekends with your friends.
Honey, you couldn't tell me anything. I was like, yo, I know everybody at the door. I know the bartender, the security guards.
Mm-hmm.
I would go in, walk in, feel like I was a celebrity. Everybody knew me at the table, but I was like, that's because we be at this table every fucking weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be somebody new at the table. It was like, she won't last for next week. Like she's going to show her ass and throw up and then look like a fool. And we won't see her for the rest of the summer. Like, the music, whenever they are like, Fat Man Scoop, Cook the Clan, Fat Man Scoop, Cook the Clan.
What used to be your favorite place to, go clubbing, friend?
It was this club called Stereo.
Oh, where was that?
It was in, not Meatpacking, but Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Chelsea. And it was like where all those clubs were, like Guest House and Marquee and greenhouse was like financial district, but I used to go to, oof, girl, listen, they knew me. And I would, when I would have like a vodka cranberry, I knew the vodka was like rubbing alcohol, but I didn't give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
I would squeeze three limes in that shit. And I was like, it's better now. It's good.
You'd be like, a splash of cran, you know, for the color. Thank you.
No. I wanted mine to look red, red, red.
Oh, really?
Red, red. Oh, yeah. Extra red. But I would pour a lot. I would pour like equal parts of vodka with cranberry.
Oh, it was 50-50. It was a half and half.
Yeah.
Damn.
And remember when Diddy made that song last night? I didn't even need an answer with Keisha Cole. Mm-hmm. Oh, when that song came on, I was already flipping fucking drunk. My bangs were flipped over. Oh,
honestly,
I was sweating so hard.
I think the last time I heard that song in a club is the last time I ever had a Red Bull. I had a Red Bull and a Red Bull and something brown. It was like we would mix. It was like a Red Bull and something.
Hennessy?
I don't know.
Or Crown?
It was like a
Crown
rum
Royal?
It was like a rum and Red Bull or something like that. A whiskey Red Bull. It was something nasty.
Yuck.
But that is, I remember I was like, I used to like to go to these clubs and like get up on stage or stand on a speaker or stand on the couch and get
they gonna see me dance. They gonna see
this outfit. This this outfit I paid $13 for.
Oh, and the outfit, as soon as the light hit it, see-through. They can see the hole. They can see the hole in the front of my fucking crotch because you know I was wearing raggedy panties. Oh my God. You couldn't tell me shit.
The outfits would legit be sheer. As soon as a flash went off, it was like, oh, that outfit is cheap.
When this hit in the club, when I heard this part last night, couldn't even get an answer. When I heard that, we would scream. My friend would be across on the other way of the club, and I'll be on like one banquette, and I'm screaming last night, and she's screaming, I couldn't even get an answer. We were just screaming at the top of our lungs, and there would be 4 o'clock.
This song came out in 2006.
I thought I was friends with everybody. Like every time I would go to the club, I would swear that these people were my ride or dies, and then I wouldn't speak to them. During the week, and I would only speak to them sometimes during the week, because like the real New Yorkers will only go out. The real New Yorkers were only going out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, Saturday was for Bridge and Tunnel and like amateur night.
But Thursday nights it was college night.
Yes, Thursday
so
night
also
was
that.
Night.
That's when the college kids, because nobody was going to school on Friday.
Yeah.
She said Bridge and Tunnel. It used to be one of my favorite hobbies to like watch people struggling to like walk in and out of Penn Station. And like drunk people from like, you know, Long Island and New Jersey, like holding their shoes in their hands and walking down the street with no just barefoot.
Oh my God. Sis.
I'll say one thing. No matter how cheap my shoes were in the past, I never walked barefoot through the streets of New York City. That's never.
Let me tell you, I have done all the coke, all the ketamine, all the Molly. I've done all of that, and you will never catch my bare feet on the ground of these streets. Never.
No.
Never. Not in the club either. I would sit down somewhere, take my shoes off, put my feet on top of my shoes. But I was not putting my feet.
Put your feet on top like somebody's auntie at
church. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's nasty. Andrew, you've seen these people before. These girls.
Oh, yeah. I remember like I think that it sort of like transferred over because I was in high school and like they took off their shoes as soon as they got into like the gymnasium at homecoming. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Because they've been dancing around and pregaming in their shoes
for hours. Yeah. And by the time they get to the dance, it's like my feet already hurt. It's like, babe, you did this.
Yeah, because they're wearing them Steve Madden's, them hard ass shoes. Steve Madden, the fabric just is straight brick. Like, there's
there's no
fucking give in that shoe. Yeah,
no, sis, disgusting. The Steve Madden's, the Jessica Simpson's, you know, you will have bunions.
Oh,
in
everything. Oh my God.
The Jessica Simpson's were later on, but it was like either Steve Madden or if we really, really like pressed for some shoes, we go to Nine West and you're like, I don't know if she
Nine West.
Yeah, sometimes we go to Nine West. Nine West, Aldo is like in between Steve Madden and Nine West.
Oh, sis. I was going to Steve Madden. I was getting some Jessica Simpsons, or we were going to BB because we were like, oh, okay, well, we got a little bit of money to spend on some nice shoes.
BB was overpriced. I'm sorry.
I know it was, but that didn't
stop too much
from,
money.
That didn't stop us from being like, oh, these is on sale for 60 or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Cheap shoes. Cheap shoes was a way of life.
Yeah, cheap shoes pairs well with a really strong drink, because like if you real fucked up, your feet hurt, but you won't know until, oh, did the lights come on, or oh shit, it's time to leave. Like that's when my feet were really pumping.
Nah,
like,
I had a
pulsating.
I had a friend, the drunker she got, the better she walked in heels and the better she danced in them. And it was like, okay, well, Alex is drunk, so I guess this is what we're doing today is you know, swinging from the rafters of this club.
I loved when it was the let out, you get out the club and you're like, yo, who taking us to breakfast? Who are we getting fucking eggs with? And it's like, oh, I was so broke. We had no fucking money when we used to go to the club. I would leave the house and maybe have $40, maybe, possibly. I would pray and hope. I was like, hope we're going to breakfast and hope these niggas is dropping us off too.
Oh, we didn't care. Girl, we didn't know there these was people. Nothing. There was nothing better than a ride back to your house.
Door to door. When they would have an Escalade. They would have, ooh, when they're like, you're like, Escalade. Oh, these are drug dealers or rappers. I felt like, so cool.
Girl, he got a car. He said he's going to take us to cafeteria.
Oh my God. We would go to cafeteria. We would be so toe up. And every time I would go there, I would ask for those, like the mac and cheese cups.
The mac and cheese. They're so good.
No, the mac and cheese was trash, but I was so drunk that I couldn't tell the difference between.
No, it is good. Don't do that.
No, but
maybe
Andrew, good.
Maybe it's a new chef in there. Ratatouille.
It was bad when I was there.
I feel like the last time I went to cafeteria, however many years ago that was, I remember the mac and cheese. In my mind, I remember it being good.
It is good. And they offer like a few different like variations. I think they do like Gouda and bacon, which I always go for. It's so good.
Oh, you know what? I have Gouda here and I bought bacon for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, yo, but that also, you know, the depressing part of like the let out and like going to dinner with like going to get food after the club. Like I just was never really that girl that people were like, we gonna get her breakfast. Like I would get breakfast because my friend was the one that the dude wanted, but I always was like the friend. Like I wasn't the one they was trying to bag. And so I couldn't order too much. Like I would see people like layering up stuff and I was like, I guess I'm going to get this appetizer or I'm going to get this entree, but I cannot get both.
Sis, the people were doing juices with apps and can we do this for the table? Yeah, no,
none of that.
Sydney, I'm with you there, sis. I was also the friend that would be there with my friends. And it was like, I was like the loudest one.
Yeah.
So, and I was the one that was like cracking the most jokes. So they were like, oh, your girl is crazy.
Yeah.
How old is she? And for whatever reason, I've always looked a lot younger than my friends because my genes are very good. But like I'm saying, like my friends had like big boobs and big butts. And I was like,
I had nothing, girl.
I'm bringing shoulders to the table. Shoulders and sass. And it was like, okay, well, you can sit with us, but don't talk too loud.
Yeah, I would always go and I would make fun of the person who was paying. I just had no etiquette. Like you, girl, you the plus one. Like you need to stay in the plus one lane. But I was always like, I'm actually the bouncer of this. So y'all gonna figure it out.
I will never forget the time that, because we never clubbed, we never partied together.
No.
At any of these places. Because I met Sydney, you know, at the end of, you know, her journey.
End of an era.
Right. I honestly, Sydney, I think that I think that we would have been friends back in the day, but I don't think we would still be friends now if that was the case.
Oh no, girl, you would hate me. You would be like, she is so fun, but we're going to get killed together. She's going to get me killed. You would turn into a Jehovah Witness hanging out with me. I was doing some daredevilish things.
Oh, I would just leave you. Yeah. I wouldn't turn into a Jehovah's Witness. I would just leave. I'd be like, yeah. And my mom would be like, what happened to Sydney? I'd be like, who? And she'd be like, Sydney. I'd be like, you should probably add her to your prayer request list. Your prayer list. But I do remember there was a time, it was a couple years ago, we were hanging out at a Crown Royal event.
Oh yes, bitch, I do remember that.
And there was a guy there that was
stalker ass dude,
in love with Sydney. And she was like, he's taking us to get food, he's taking us to breakfast. And
we went to the Waverly Inn, or wait, no, Waverly Diner.
Yes.
And I think I had been to that diner before, but I had never had waffles there.
Beach.
When I tell you them waffles was the best thing that we ever had in our fucking mouth. It was like it was crispy and it melted at the same time.
But like also like the butter there is like different and mm-hmm. the syrup hit it nicely. It was like warmed up.
Ooh. And I had some whipped cream on it. We ordered eggs too, bacon. We had the works. We was doing it up.
I don't even know if that guy ate, but
I don't. That wasn't our issue. That had nothing to do with us.
We were like, we're both going to get waffles and we're going to share eggs. And he was like, okay.
And then after, Marie's taking pictures of me. She's like, look at my dumbass friend getting us, putting her life on the line.
I'm like, Sydney, put your face on your head on his shoulder. Act like you like him.
Whatever. I did that for us.
I still have pictures of you guys on my phone.
And then we could share a cab or whatever to Brooklyn. And I said, sure. But then he got out when it was time to drop me off. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, can I go upstairs and use the bathroom? And I was like, no. I was like, you need to get back in the Uber. And he had already closed out the Uber and everything. I was like, you cannot come upstairs. And he tried to come upstairs. And I said, absolutely not. You better call your Lyft or Move or whoever you need to call him. Call Tyrone. You are not coming upstairs. Full on lesbian. Just like, I will pretend to be straight for some eggs and waffles for my friend.
Well, I mean, it was for you. It was for me. It was for us.
It was for our unborn child together.
I can't wait till we can go outside and dine on somebody else's card together.
Yeah.
I miss letting people pay for our food.
He said, get whatever y'all want. I was like, that was music to our dusty ears.
Yo, I love a get whatever you want.
I mean, because sad. Because
what's making you sad?
Because like I am like I feel as that what? How old were you when you did this?
Oh, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I feel as though I'm like missing out like peak, like time to be doing these things right now. You know?
You are missing out. I mean, I am also missing out on these things, friend.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you had all of, like, I don't know. I just feel as though, yeah, I just missed out on so much. I was finally finding my place out there. And it's like, I'm just going to be just back to awkwardness when everything comes back.
I will tell you, I grew up in a beautiful time. It was so freaking fun. Like when
I love that for
you. Like kids now, I'm like, y'all don't even know what fun is. Like people, like as soon as, I don't know, like 2012, maybe 14, soon as like Instagram really started popping, people were not having fun anymore because they were too busy on their phones. Yes. Like when I was going to the club, I would go in and I wouldn't check my phone until we were leaving.
No, I would check my phone, right? Because most of the time your cell phone didn't have no service.
So no service.
There's like, no, I gotta go outside to see.
There were no apps, like the at best, maybe MySpace, but like who's updating a MySpace in the club? Like that wasn't even happening. Like,
I didn't have data on my phone. So.
Yeah, my shit was flipped. And my mother was paying my bill too. So like at any moment she was cutting that shit off because I wasn't at the house. She would cut my phone off if I wasn't in the house at a certain time.
Yo, that's hilarious.
I would give my number out and then dude would try to call in front of me and it'd be like, doo, doo, doo.
This number has been
disconnected. We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I was like, yo, Ramona was cold-blooded.
My parents didn't get me a cell phone until after I graduated from high school. They were like, you don't need it. And it was like, well, what if something happens in school? And they're like, you could use the office phone. Mm. And it was like, all my friends have phones. And it was like, well, then you can use their phones to call us when you need us. And
I was using other people's phones. Sometimes I had to use a pay phone. Ooh, the ghetto. Ra-ta-ta.
The pay phone, sis. Pay
phone, sis. But that's when it was okay to, when I, like back in the day, when I was using a pay phone, it wasn't so like.
it was chic.
Yeah. It wasn't an issue, you know, but.
Back in the day when you were using a payphone, was there a booth that you could go in and then you closed the door behind you?
No.
Not in London.
Why are you trying to come? What?
No, they would have phone booths in New York.
Goodbye, Marie. Goodbye.
I feel like at like the train stations or something, it was like you get in and you're like, yeah, I'll try it. Anyway, speaking of stalkers, I had to block somebody on Instagram the other day.
What happened?
My friend called me and was like, I'm having a conversation with this guy who is obsessed with you and he is definitely a stalker. And I feel like you don't want to get blocked from my page. I don't block anybody. Mm. Like if I don't talk to somebody no more or I break up with somebody or blah, 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 I'm not blocking them because I need them to see me thriving without them on my page.
Yeah, I don't do that blocking.
Yes. So I don't believe in blocking. I believe in just thriving and existing without somebody. So the fact that I have to block you means you did something wrong. Like I'm afraid that, and it's a white man, I'm afraid that I'm going to step out of my house one day and he's just going to be there. Or, you know, I'm going to be reaching for a milk and he's going to be like, you know, that video you posted 72 weeks ago really
brought me did some wonder.
Yeah. It's like, ew, don't be creepy. Ugh. You know, just be normal. Sydney, do you remember when I had that stalker that was trying to come to my comedy show and I had to like block him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that guy who like, he bought you a humidifier. He would come to our shows. He gave me like a Sephora gift card.
Yeah.
And he started getting, he was like on the Patreon too. And then he was getting out of hand. And then
he took me to like get something to eat.
We got food together. I mean, he made us share a burger together. So I was like, you ain't really a star.
You're nobody's type.
Yeah.
And then I had to block him. I said, don't ever come to my shows ever again. If you come to a show that I'm performing at, I will have you escorted out. Cause he was like, it was too much. It was like, dude, like, I don't like you. And he was on the Patreon. He's listening to the regular episodes. He's showing up at all the shows. He's sitting in the dark. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, now I'm back to being just the friend. Like, why ain't niggas stalking me?
Sydney, you could have all of these beige stalkers that I've had. Let the record show that all the people that had to be blocked from my live shows are white men. So
that is true.
That's not to say that black men don't stalk, but they don't stalk me. Knock on wood. Or maybe let's not knock on wood. New year, new me. Okay.
They can't stalk you if you're in the house, friend.
Sis, that's not true.
No, you do post videos of like the street. So like I like outside of your apartment. So I feel as though like they could deduct where
you live. No, they can't. You've never seen a landmark in the background of one of my videos.
I feel like I've seen like your like the steps going up to your building, the street.
No, you haven't. There's no steps leading up to my buildings. That's how I know you haven't.
Really?
I don't post things where you know where I live.
You did.
You might know what neighborhood I'm walking through.
When you when you moved into the apartment that you're in now, didn't you post like a video of like all the boxes coming in and they dropped him? Remember this?
That was my old building.
Okay.
Yeah. I was leaving. I said, if you can find this on Google Images, then
I was looking out for you.
No, friend. I love that you're looking out for me, but that's something that I'm hyper aware of when I'm posting is like I was at this place like looking at plants and somebody was like, oh, I know where you are. Are you at Natty Gardens? And I was like, no, I was. But people, you know, they like to look for things in the background. I don't know. I mean, I watched
this girl's closet renovation series on YouTube. And I was like, I know where everything in her house is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people do get out of hand with showing too much. I'm like, the good thing about me is that I live so far, ain't nobody coming over here.
That part.
I live very far in Brooklyn. And like, by the time you try to get over here, you so tired halfway. You're like, I'm just going to go back.
You're like, well, I'm not going to murder her. I'm just going to smell her hair when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's all they want is to smell your hair.
Well, unfortunately, this is not mine. So you're not really smelling my hair.
Well, I mean,
products go to Duane Reade and get the Tresemme. It's the same thing.
Oh, this is Tresemme weave. Okay. Savage Fenty Body Tresemme wig. Okay. That's the episode.
Is that, that's the title right there.
Oh my God. That's like the sixth one.
Tresemme wig.
Savage Fenty Body Tresemme wig.
Wait, okay. Okay, I have...
Okay, let's go through them, yes.
Okay, you said this at the beginning. You didn't say that you wanted to make this the title of the episode, but I liked it.
Okay.
Kevin Hart, ho, ho, hole. Turn the comments off. Mm-hmm. Adele is big, honey.
That's the funniest one, but we cannot use that one. But that is funny.
It has to be that one.
No, Marie, we can't. But that is
it's gotta
funny.
Be that one.
So funny.
There's still three more.
So. Okay, go through them. None of them are gonna be funnier than Adele is big, honey.
You have ho ho hoes in this house. Damn these pussy lips and Tresemme wig.
Honestly,
I like
for
Tresemme
me,
wig.
For me, it's Tresemme wig or Adele is big, honey. So that
Tresemme wig is good.
And Tresemme wig, okay. Yeah.
That's it.
But like in the description, can you make sure you write in parentheses Adele is big, honey?
Of course, yeah.
Oh my God.
That
I mean, like, that could mean she's a big deal. That could mean she's a big
deal. She is a big deal. And there was a couple of times that somebody had slid in my DMs and was like, you guys are kind of like, fat phobic. There's a lot of things that you guys say that's problematic to your bigger audience. And I was like, oh, are you talking about Marie? Yeah. I mean,
well,
I tell her.
Nobody knows. Sydney, you comment on how your appearance on this podcast more than I comment on mine. So
No. Wait,
that is not what Sydney's saying.
Sydney be like, I'm gorgeous. I got this great body. Look at how fat my ass is.
No. What I understood Sydney just said is Sydney's saying that the listeners are saying that you're talking about others.
Yeah.
Body positivity.
Okay, well, this person that slid in Sydney's DMs to say that didn't slide in mine. So she not talking to me.
They're terrified. He's talking to,
they're scared of you, Marie.
Okay, friend who might be slightly larger than us, this is a safe space. If you think that we have said problematic things in the past about people who might be bigger than us.
You can't even, okay.
Well, I didn't know what I wanted to say. I was just running my lips. Slide in my DMs too, babe. 'Cause I want to know what I said. I think that for me, I don't think that I've ever said anything that's fatphobic on here because everything that I say across the board is like the same level of mean for everybody who looks and is a different thing. So that's why for me, I think I didn't, you know, they not mad at me. They mad at you.
deflecting. Okay.
They're mad at you people because I'm consistent in my phobia, I guess, across the board.
Right. Yeah. Heard you, friend. Okay. Well, I love that for us. before we go, so Marie, you didn't get any gifts. We're doing a Secret Santa in the crew. And you know the crew, the four reindeers.
It kept feeling like every day it was like, oh, I should order something. And then it was like, well, I'm going to just look. And then it was like, I guess I'll do it tomorrow. And then I'm looking at, because most websites, if they're good, they'll be like, we'll arrive before Christmas, we'll arrive after Christmas. So, you know, I waited so long that most of the things now are like, it'll get there on February 3rd. And so, you know, I don't know what my Secret Santa is going to get, but she might get a hug from me, sis.
That's what makes me believe that I am your person. That I think that makes me feel like that it was me that I got you.
Why?
That's a stunt that you would pull with me.
Why do you think that?
Because you think
I want to hug you?
Yeah. No, I just think that you would wait till the last minute to get me something.
No, it's not about who my person is. It's just that this is like, Cindy, this just the season, the whole year has felt like, I'm going to do it later. If I could sum up 2020 in one sentence, it would be, I'm going to do it later. And then it's me not doing it.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to wrap up this PlayStation 3 for my Secret Santa, because they're going to get something that is in my house already.
Crazy.
Sydney, you did all of your Christmas shopping and it's done?
No, I have my girlfriend. I already got my Secret Santa. I got their gift like days ago.
Oh, yeah. What you get?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, do you have me?
No, but I always get Marie. I always get Marie during the Secret Santa, and it's just not fair.
It is true, Cindy.
It's not fair. You walk into Marie's house, who got a Sid gift. Sometimes I get Marie an extra gift because I was like, here's the Secret Santa gift, and then this is our friendship.
Well, Sydney, also, yes. But I think sometimes you get me two gifts because hashtag never forget those gloves that you got me.
Oh, bitch, we got to let them gloves go, Marie. We have got to move on, sis.
Andrew, you remember the gloves?
I have redeemed myself.
I don't remember the gloves. What are the gloves?
Ah, damn it. You don't remember the gloves?
I've redeemed myself, Marie. Don't do that.
Wait, what happened with it? When was the gloves? What happened there?
I thought that this was something that you knew about, which is why I asked you if you knew about it. Cindy got me some gloves as a Secret Santa gift. But yes, Cindy, you'd have redeemed yourself. But the listeners know what gloves we talking about.
Girl, listen, I went to Kmart and got her some OJ Simpson gloves that were just too big. The leather was too cheap. And then we were in the circle of our Secret Santa, and this time it was with beige people. It wasn't with Carolina and Amina.
White people Secret Santa is different than Black people Secret Santa.
Yeah, because they're going over budget, and they judging. And Marie, I did it, and her face just completely changed. Like,
Sydney got me these gloves from Kmart on the way to the Secret Santa gift exchange. Okay, she stopped, picked them up, and then came to the house and was like, the receipt was in the bag still, I feel like.
Yeah. And how, if you had to guess how much they were priced at, what would you say?
$8.99.
Yeah.
$8.99. But it was like slashed half price, everything. Was
she got a club member discount. Yeah.
Fucking lying.
She shoplifted these OJ Simpson gloves, and then she was like.
Then I ordered her two pairs of gloves after that that were 6-8 times more than the Target ones to redeem myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've moved on.
Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, 'tis the season to bring it back up, sis. You know, I hashtag never forget. You know?
Crazy. It's crazy that you people can't even get over it. It's just wild. It's like...
Andrew, what do you think is
Marie hasn't gotten me Secret Santa ever.
No, and I've gotten legit everybody else.
Everybody except me.
Wow.
Well, Sydney, why do you want me to get you so bad? Because I give good gifts. I mean, I do give good gifts, actually. So there is that. You just want me to get you so that I can give you some presents?
Yeah, Sydney, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Yeah, what's your only Christmas wish this year? If Santa could hear you, right?
Santa's a listener, yeah.
Yes.
I want some more art or a plant.
Oh, that's so cute. That's easy.
So easy. A plant.
Art can get expensive, but yeah.
No, art can definitely get
expensive.
Yeah.
Not the art that we go online. Like, yeah, I have some expensive stuff in here, but for the most part.
Aren't people like sending you art?
Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also paying for it. Marie, I'm looking on the page for the gloves and I can't find them. I thought we put it on the page.
Which page?
The unofficial expert page.
No, I think we talked about them on the Patreon, but we never. Oh, well, maybe that's something that we should do, friend, is put them on the page.
Oh, girl, I deleted those. I burned that fucking thing. That is, we're never doing that again.
Yes, well, we'll always have the memory of what happened. But I think, sis, you were going through a relapse at the time, so.
I was actually going through a relapse. There it is. That's why I wasn't a good friend.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. But you, I mean, you had more than enough time to pick up a gift that was good. You just
went
into that day to get one.
No, I was worried about getting drinks. That's why I couldn't get you what you deserved.
They sell drinks at Kmart? Wow, the things you learn on this podcast is crazy.
Oh my God. Marie, you have got to end everything. It's done.
Thank you. I don't know what I want for Christmas. I don't know. I want somebody to pop my top.
Okay.
That's what I want for Christmas. That's what I would like. A popped top.
She wants another, you know, a pop your top part two.
Yep. Once you pop, you can't stop until I tell you to leave my house.
I asked somebody to pop my top and it happened. So I think that can happen for you.
But how many? Okay, let's save that for another. I was going to say, how many people did you ask to pop your top before the top was popped?
Oh, girl, bye. We done for the evening. That's all I can't find it. I'll look for the glove and I'll post it on the Insta stories. How about that?
I love that. Also, the OG triple OG listeners have seen the gloves. They know what we're talking about.
No, but the new listeners, and we have tons of new listeners now because that happened ages ago, Marie.
It happened three years ago. Yes, yes, yes. Never forget.
What do you want, Andrew?
Yes. What do you want for Christmas?
I just want you both to be happy, really. Oh,
rolling my eyes.
We are rolling our eyes, yes.
Rolling our eyes.
Oh my God. The paintings and artwork and plants really does sound nice now that you mention it.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I was thinking about, I feel as though like Marie, you must be like the hardest person to buy a gift for. I would.
Why do you
like,
think that?
No, she's actually the easiest person.
I don't think that. I don't know. From an outside perspective, I literally don't know what.
Okay. So Andrew, if you were going to give me and Sydney Christmas presents and money was not an issue, what would you give us?
Money.
Love that. Honestly,
honestly, that's the best kind of gift. But you think that I'm a hard person to shop for? I don't want that.
I don't even know where I would even like begin because I feel as though like whatever I got Sydney, even if it was like a really shitty gift, I feel as though like Sydney would give me a really good reaction at least. And she would just be like, she would be gracious and maybe talk shit about it behind my back.
But what? I think that is the most wrong thing that you could have said ever on this podcast.
Really?
If you give Sydney a crappy gift, she's not going to act like she likes it.
I don't know. I feel as though, Sydney, do you want to weigh in? Am I really off base here? Sydney, this is
she frozen?
No, I'm here. Marie is lying. I like, don't even listen to her.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Don't do this to me. Wow. Hold on.
Marie's a liar.
I don't believe, I'm not lying. I'm not saying anything that's not true. I think that if you gave Sydney a gift that was horrible or something that she didn't like.
It doesn't even, I'm not saying like it's a horrible gift. It's not like a disgusting sweater or something like that. It would just be like, I don't even know, like a picture frame or something like that. Something like,
okay, what Amina got me last year. She got me a picture frame with pictures of the group, which was nice. I still have it.
Yeah. If you get Sydney a gift that she doesn't like or doesn't feel like she has a use for, she's not going to pretend that she likes the gift. On the flip side of that,
Marie, when have I acted like that?
I just don't think that you'd pretend to like something that you don't like. That's what I think. On the flip side, when Sydney gave me those gloves, I was like, oh, thank you. I said, oh, thank you.
Everyone knew that it was wrong. And they were like, Sydney, Molly looked at me like, Sydney, you have to fix this immediately.
Yeah. But anyway,
let's just hope that everybody gets something that they want or something that they appreciate this year, because the way the shipping is set up, it's going to be a lot of people just getting envelopes with $50 in them. So,
anyway, so Andrew, you would give us money. That's a good friend to have.
Yeah, I gave you money in the past, so I mean, like, let's just continue. It didn't steer me wrong before, so.
Absolutely not. Thank you, friend.
I'm gonna wrap my cat up and send it Marie's way.
Wow.
Oh, which cat? The one that is going to use the least amount of wrapping paper, and that's the skinny cat. So
that's Jelly, and let's not be
fat phobic
with my animals either.
Exactly.
It's actually cat phobic. So that was a missed opportunity for you to use that pun.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody listening had a fabulous holiday. We tried to make this episode as festive as we could by talking about everything that was not Christmas.
Yep. We did a great job. And also, we do not have an episode coming out next week, right? We do not want to record another one for New Year's Day. We're taking
a So, yeah, we were going to, but we lost it. So
we lost it. And, you know, yeah, we recorded an episode that, you know, it was my fault that I lost it.
Happy Hanukkah, guys.
I think it was still a great opportunity that we had to just talk to each other and not have at least thousands of people, you know?
That's a gift, friend.
That was a gift to me, at least.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we talked about on the other episode? The other episode, the lost one, that we shouted you out on the Instagram page, and the followers were very gracious again. They were very happy and nice. Left you good comments,
and they're all beautiful. I mean, I know we said it before, just really a beautiful
everybody that listens to this podcast is hot. Yeah. Everyone is attractive. I've never anyone who sent me a message or that I bumped into on the street or blah 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 who we've seen at live shows is always attractive. All of y'all are sexy, and I love that for us. That means we attract beauty to this.
And they're saying sexy things to Andrew. Sexy things.
They are saying very, very sexy things.
Yep. So keep adding Andrew, making sure his follower count goes up. And that is our gift. That's our gift for Christmas. Thank you, friend.
Sydney. You're getting extra payment this year.
Thank you.
Santa, that's my only wish this year.
Yeah. Now, if we could just get Andrew a blue check, that'd be nice.
A blue check. So I'm not the only person in this Zoom that does not have a blue check would be really great.
Yeah, damn, Andrew, you're not verified. I gotta go. I gotta log out for me, sweetie.
Yeah.
Log out.
Really embarrassing.
That is how gauche.
But one thing that I really wanted to do next year with the show, if I know we've talked about it a lot in the past, is have listeners call in and like send in like voice memos that you could respond to. I think that'd be really fun. We're implementing it on other shows that I'm working on to get them more involved. I think it'd be really fun.
All right. Okay. Well, then we got to talk about how that's going to work, because you know,
I could literally set that up for you, and all you just need to do is listen
and say thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, so you would set up a phone number and they just got to call in, or it's an email that they call into?
It's email and also phone. It's like a voicemail sort of situation where they just leave a voicemail and then I can share my computer audio and you guys can listen to it live and respond if it's advice or
fabulous.
Comments.
You know what?
I like
Let's set that up next week when we're next not week. Doing a new episode. Okay?
Let's do that. Yep.
So we can start the top of the year with like, hey, Beach, I love you guys. I don't have a question. I just wanted to say hi.
And yeah, then that's the like, segment. Hey, Beach.
Hey, Beach. Hey, Beach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for commentary and for counseling.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Fun. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for me.
That's it for me, baby.
Feliz Navidick.
Yeah, that was going to be our title of the lost episode.
Listen, but... I'm sorry. Okay.
The lost episode.
Yeah, it's okay. We love you.
The way you're talking about it, it don't seem like it's all the way fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I take back what I said about earlier about giving you gifts. And
no, it's fine. It's fine. What are you talking about?
You hear how high her voice is going? That means it's not fine.
I'm appreciative. It's fine. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Love you. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment, do all that stuff for us. That is your gift to us. And go to our Patreon as well.
Yes. And then, you know, of course, think about what you need advice for or you need counseling one. And we will have this voice memo thing set up for 2021. Okay. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.